The window panel starts to slide down. Henry scrabbles through his pockets and quickly drops another quarter in the slot. The panel slides up again. He spreads his hand and shows her the contents with a sad, wistful smile. One more quarter. He drops it in and shrugs. "How much time do we have left?" he writes. "About a minute," she answers. "A little less, actually. Shit, you better get dressed." He pulls his shirt on and quickly zips his pants. "So is your name really Chloe?" he writes. "No," she replies. "Of course not." "What is it really?" She gives him a long, clear look. "Maybe I should make up a fake real name," she thinks. She likes this guy a lot. It'd make him happy to think she'd confided in him. She gazes at the floor, thinks carefully for a moment, then looks back at his face and shakes her head. "I'm not going to tell you that," she says. "I'm sorry." "Quite all right," he scribbles. "I understand. Thanks for not lying to me." "You're welcome," she replies. They stare at each other awkwardly, somewhat at a loss for words. "That was wonderful," she says at last. "Really, you made my day." He kisses his hand and reaches out to touch the glass. The panel drops down, sliding over his hand, clicking shut. "Come back sometime," she calls into the metal plate. She presses her hands against the window, drained and dazed and a bit forlorn, hoping that he heard her. She feels a light touch on her shoulder. "Hey, Chloe," Tanisha says. "It's time for your break." She gives Sheila a light slap on the rump. "Nice show, girl," she adds. "Hell, you even got me going." "Thanks," Sheila sighs. "Me too. Sometimes I really like this job." "I know what you mean, babe," Tanisha says as Sheila walks off the stage. "I know what you mean."